welcome to A Breath of Fresh Travel, where we talk about some of the most crazy, unique, and beautiful places around the world. We are going to discuss a few places per episode and look into all the crazy info and details about it. My name is Chloe, and I'm here to inform and hopefully entertain you. So now I encourage you to sit back, relax, and enjoy A Breath of Fresh Travel.
If you have listened to this podcast before, welcome back. If this is your first time listening, hey, thanks for checking it out. Here on A Breath of Fresh Travel, we always have the same format. I talk about all the details about three landmarks that all fall into a specific group. On today's episode of Breath of Fresh Travel, we are going to talk about some of the most beautiful places around the world. So, if you're ready to be blown away with beauty, let's get started.
To start off, we have Monte Verde Cloud Forest Biological Reserve. This magical, misty, and well-preserved cloud forest is located in northwest Costa Rica. Because of its beauty, it is the ultimate template for sustainable ecotourism, often described as a paradise that is untouched and home to thousands of plants and animals. One very common species found here, for instance, is birds. Since the sun has a hard time shining through the thick forest, a lot of leftover rain is left, providing the plants with plenty of moisture, which results in a huge amount of biodiversity. For people to explore this place, there are nail-biting steel bridges hanging over the canopy. This place was established in 1972 and is one of the last tracts of pristine cloud forests in Central America, and only 1% of all remaining forests are cloud forests. These rare forests occur within tropical or subtropical mountainous environments. You may be wondering, what is a cloud forest? Cloud forests take their name from their pretty literal nature. They are a vegetation of tropical mountainous regions in which rainfall is often heavy and condensation is persistent. The sky basically comes down on the forest. It is known as the mountain where you can touch the clouds. This means it is really important to protect it because it is one of a kind. The Monte Verde Cloud Forest Biological Reserve is a pioneer in progressive conservation and ecotourism model based in biodiversity research and education. Therefore, it is really unique. Next up, there is Bolivia's Salar de Uyuni. I think that's how you pronounce it. And this is the largest salt flat in the world, and is considered one of the most remarkable places to visit in South America, if not the world. It stretches more than 4,050 square miles across the Altiplano and was left behind by prehistoric lakes that evaporated many years ago. Here, a thick crust of salt extends to the horizon, covered by quilted polygon patterns of salt rising from the ground. At some points of the year, lakes nearby overflow and leave a thin layer of water on the salt flat, which reflects the sky. And since this terrain is so large, the flatness just looks like it is never ending. Can you imagine how beautiful that would be? This makes for a great tourist attraction. It is also considered an extraction site for salt and lithium, which helps generate laptops, phones, and electrical cars. Because of the local workers who help harvest these minerals, this landscape is home to the world's first salt hotel. However, with this place's beauty, there are a couple of downsides. Because this place is nearly 12,000 feet above sea level, some visitors who have not properly prepared could experience altitude sickness, such as headaches, nausea, and even insomnia for some. So if you ever plan on visiting this place, make sure you do your research first. Overall, this salt flat is definitely included in the most beautiful landmarks in the world because it literally looks like a heaven. Now we have a quick word from our sponsors and then we will be back onto the next amazing site. Don't go away! Are you looking for a safe and nice yet also affordable airline to try? Well, Delta is the one for you. With Delta, you get a clean and safe experience. Especially with the new virus COVID-19, there are many cautions taken to get you out safely. There are many professionals to help you have a safe flight and many people who are purely there to help and support you. Go to Delta.com to learn more. Now, we have gone over a couple of places that are both pretty far away from Utah. So if you're looking for somewhere to travel that might be a little closer, maybe you want to try Banff National Park, located in Alberta, Canada. This is Canada's oldest national park and the flagship of the nation's park system, which shows just how amazing the Canadian Rockies are. Here you can find many rocky staggering peaks, turquoise glacier lakes, dense pine forests, hot springs, and much more. This place is also full of wildlife, such as grizzlies, bighorn sheep, and moose, and of course all of the amazing pine trees that are scattered everywhere. Many people travel to this park to participate in activities such as hiking, biking, skiing, and camping, all while surrounded by the world's most breathtaking mountain scenery and bright blue lakes. There are also many tours available for tourists, such as a canoe tour on the lake, a wildlife safari, biking tours, and even horseback riding around the park. Overall, this national park is extremely beautiful and provides a lot of fun activities for visitors. I would love to visit this place. I looked some pictures, and wow, it is beautiful. These lakes are crystal clear. I mean, it is just amazing.
We have heard about some seriously picture-perfect places today. I hope to be able to visit these paradises someday to experience the world's most breathtaking sights. My favorite from today's episode was probably the Monte Verde Cloud Forest, because I love the idea of walking through the clouds, and I would also love to see the forest wildlife from up above on the bridges. I would love to hear which one was your favorite, so don't forget to share your thoughts with me on these remarkable places.
You've reached the end of another episode of Breath of Fresh Travel. Connect with us at breathoftravel.com. Stay cool and get excited for next week.